You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. On today's episode, Kind Country. Enjoy.
And trekking to Colorado has always been so much fun for us because it's like coming to a land where the style of music we play is celebrated.
We really do love you, it's true.
My name is Chris and I play fiddle with Kind Country. As far as other projects, I play in an all fiddle group called the Fiddlers based out of Minneapolis as well.
Yo, how's it going? My name's Harrison. I play the banjo with Kind Country. I recently moved back to Minnesota from Oregon. I played with Cascade Crescendo out in Oregon and Tin Can Gin back in the day here in Duluth. So.
We'll be right back. trouble, feel I can't leave you behind. Baby, it's you that I can't live without, but I'm a fool for thinking I could turn you around. I'm doing it wrong, and I don't need to do this shit right now. No.
Hey guys, I'm Joe Sheehan with Kind Country, and I play the upright bass.
Hey, I'm Max Graham. I play mandolin, electric guitar, and harmonica with Kind Country. I'm currently working on some solo material and producing music with an artist in Minneapolis.
She's been
Your broken heart I cannot mend. Not him that I can't pretend.
We started more along the regular roots bluegrass, and then once we started incorporating more players into it and finding our own way to play together and our own form together.
Definitely considered the idea of coming out at a show where we're going to get multiple sets, you know, starting out with a tight 45-minute bluegrass show. Come out in a wardrobe change like the Red Knuckle Band and drop some country electric guitar licks on them. And I think that's a fun concept, and I've seen them do it quite a few times. And I like that as kind of bunching the genres together in different sets.
Yeah, harmony
Yeah, so, you know, especially being on the fiddle, you know, when we get into the grass, it's a comfortable place for me. I really like how all of a sudden we've started kind of playing a lot of, you know, funk grass, I guess I'll call it.
Work here, you help out a friend, you do some studio music work or whatever, but the real toll has been spiritually and emotional toll on missing the community, the experiences, and the fellowship with all the other musicians. That's probably the downside of this period that is affecting me and many of the musicians that I know the most, more so than losing you. Just say we're a band that's from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and when George Floyd was killed in our city, that wasn't a political issue. That was the police in our city murdering a person who worked in the entertainment industry in our city. So we feel an obligation as Minnesotans to stand that we believe that the black people in Minnesota matter, that all black people matter. We think there needs to be a stop to police brutality, and we think every white person, especially white artists with white audiences, need to be using their platforms in a way that is positive to steer their audience towards activating towards social justice.
Let me hear you say Black Lives Matter. Let me hear you say Black Lives Matter. Let me hear you say Black Lives Matter.
one thing I think is going to happen naturally as we get together more as a band, once you know, the music world kind of starts running the way it used to again, is we probably will start playing more bluegrass music again. I could just anticipate us doing that and getting more into, you know, adding more traditional songs per show. That was always something that was part of the show. And when we start doing shows that are so few and far between, and we're connecting with Kind Country fans, we really wanted to bring an experience that was centered around sort of our original work, and also something, the funk was also, it's a good place to be when maybe you're not playing bluegrass together as much as you are in a typical year. We kind of need to have that conversation ourselves. We played out. We were playing outdoors almost till the bitter end. You know, we were, because there was ways of doing outdoor shows that were safe. And we did our last stream show in early November, like November 1st or something like that. And now, I guess we kind of enjoyed the last month and holidays, and we're talking right now about how to go forward, but there is no clear path, so we have to brainstorm.
You've been listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. To learn more about the organization, go to denverjamgrass.com. We'll see you next time.